Sam McBride, investment analyst at New Constructs, is here. And at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. We're looking for trouble, and we're going to find it now in the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, everybody. This is where we talk with the experts at New Constructs about what they are seeing and what they are basically warning investors away from. Now, I said New Constructs evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous, but they do this by basically bringing forensic accounting to cash flow analysis, and they dig in at the bottom and work their way up. So most people look at the numbers from the top down, and if something looks good, they kind of come to this conclusion.
You are so good looking.
At New Constructs, they ask a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is, and when they find out that something is unattractive and misleading, well, that makes it dangerous. If you want to find out more about how it works, if you want to see their list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Sam McBride, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Tesla.
Danger, danger.
Tesla. Now, I could have just done away with the danger signs and just done one of these. This is a stock that the folks at New Constructs, you guys have discussed this stock in the past. You have not liked it necessarily, and I know that, you know, Tesla's all about, hey, can we plug the cars in and let them go forever? But again, there's a little danger that comes with that electricity, and it's not just car crashes. So why have you got Tesla in the danger zone now?
There are two big factors that we think were sort of highlighted in the disappointing earnings report that they had last week. And one of those is gross margins. You know, the bull case for Tesla for a long time has been, oh, as they scale, as they start producing at a larger level, they're going to start achieving economies of scale. They're going to be profitable. And we've seen the exact opposite happen. Gross margins just continue to decline. They've declined from 28% in 2014 to 18% TTM over the trailing 12 months. And so we're just seeing more and more as Tesla tries to produce a lot of cars, they can't do it efficiently. They can't do it profitably. They can't do it in a way that makes money for them. And that's sort of the key goal of any company.
So how big is the disconnect between what Wall Street is seeing that keeps the valuation so high and what you're seeing, which makes you think the valuation is much lower?
Yeah, so I think what Wall Street is seeing, or what bulls are seeing, is sort of still this long-term growth trajectory. People are thinking, oh, you know, they're going to release the Model Y. They're going to have full self-driving is something Elon Musk keeps promising, and you know, who knows whenever that's going to happen, but that's something he keeps promising. And there's this idea that they're still investing for the future. They're still building all of these new innovative products. But that's the other thing we saw looking at their latest earnings report is if you actually look at their investment, it's going way down. Their capital expenditure in the last quarter was down almost 60% year over year. They're actually investing at below replacement rate at this point. Their capex is below their depreciation and amortization. And so it's hard to see with that level of capex how they're going to be, you know, expanding their superchargers, expanding their service locations, building this massive factory in Shanghai, preparing Model Y production, building the Tesla Semi. That's all these things they promised to do. How on earth are they supposed to be doing that if they're investing at below replacement rate? Meanwhile, they're also decreasing their R&D expenditure, which really makes it hard to see how they're supposed to be developing this autopilot, this full self-driving they keep promising.
What's going to make Wall Street wake up and smell the coffee on this? It's a great story and everybody wants it to be true, but wishful thinking is not enough. So what's going to make the world recognize what you guys already see in it?
Yeah, I mean, we're already seeing some of that. This past earnings report saw a big decline in the stock. I think people are more and more seeing that Elon Musk's promises can't be trusted, and I think we're going to see over the second half of this year and into 2020 more of these promises not materialize, whether that's, you know, it's promising profitability in Q4. I don't think that's going to happen. You know, promising that the Shanghai Gigafactory is going to start producing by the end of this year. based on their capex, that seems unlikely. Model Y production is supposed to start next fall. You know, pretty much every model they've ever released has been behind schedule. I think probably they're going to fall behind on that one. And then this self-driving. Elon Musk keeps saying they're going to have full self-driving by the end of this year. I don't know any third party, any independent researcher who thinks that's remotely plausible. I think as you see that promise start to fall away, they've got a ton of deferred revenue from customers who have paid for these full self-driving features. And I think as that starts to become apparent that that's not going to be delivered, you're going to see a lot more anger from customers. You're going to see a potential big liability there. So there's a lot of these promises they've made that are slowly starting to fall apart and fall away. And I think as that continues to happen, that's going to be a real trigger to send this stock lower.
What is a much more realistic value, as far as you're concerned, on the stock?
So we look at margins and growth scenarios here. Let's say they can achieve 4% profit margins, which is similar to GM or Ford. So that's, we think, pretty optimistic already, given their lack of profitability. But if they can hit that, they can grow revenue by 13% compounded annually for the next decade. That gives you an $82 per share valuation. That's about a 63% downside to the current stock price. So that's a scenario we think is still probably pretty optimistic, but you know, more plausible than what the current stock price implies.
And if things are even worse, the no growth value?
No growth value is below zero. You know, if they don't grow significantly, there's no real value for this stock.
Okay, well, that's even worse than I would have expected, and I was thinking we were just going to have one of these. But there's not even... The thing is, no growth value, there's not even the skid. There's just the... That's it. And that would certainly be dangerous, and it's why Tesla, TSLA, is in the danger zone again. Sam McBride, thanks so much for joining me to talk about it.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
That's Sam McBride, everybody. He is investment analyst at New Constructs. And if you want more information, newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. And remember, they blog about their danger zone picks. So if you want to see the numbers that they were using, you want to get more information, you can do it at their website. Up next, the second of our two big interviews, Brian Levitt, investment strategist at Invesco, will be here in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.